Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name's Josh. I'm from St. Helens, Oregon. It's a small town about 45 minutes outside of Portland, Oregon. Basically, I'm not the greatest storyteller, so I'm just going to get into it and just tell you the facts and things that went down. So when I was a kid, I had a best friend. He was a couple years older than me. I think I was probably about 10 or 11. I think he was probably about 13. His parents were hardcore alcoholics, kind of lived in like this big kind of junky house. But I'd go over there because I'd like to hang out with him. He was a pretty cool guy at the time. He's a nice kid. But I'd always go over to his house, and I just had this feeling in my gut. I never really acknowledged the feeling until I think about it in retrospect. But I always was really uneasy in that house. Like, if I was alone in the room, I would leave the room, or I'd go outside, or I would have to be with somebody if I was ever in that house. I could never be in there by myself. It just, something about it just always creeped me out. But I really liked hanging out with the kid. He was a cool kid. We got along real well, went fishing all the time and stuff. So basically, to get down to it, one night, I wanted to stay the night at his house, and my parents said all right, so I went over there, and we hung out and watched movies and stuff, and then it was time to go to bed. We went upstairs to his room. He slept in the attic. It was a finished attic, and I can't really describe the feeling I had in that place. It just felt a lot like your stomach dropping when you're driving too fast down a steep hill or something like that, or on a roller coaster. It was kind of like a subtle version of that, but just constantly. And anyway, I'd kind of just sit there under the covers sweating and just my stomach all cramped up until I'd fall asleep. And that was kind of the norm. Well, one night I stayed the night over there, and I woke up at about, I assume it had to be the twilight hours, it had to be like 2 or 3, I assume. But I just look over, and he happened to be awake as well. He was like sleeping in a bed next to me. And we're like, hey man, I gotta go pee. He's like, yeah, I gotta go pee too. So we're just little kids. He starts going down the stairs, and then I start going down the stairs, and I look over to my right, and please excuse the terminology, because I still describe this as if I'm that same age. So if I use some strange terminology, it's because it's my reference for this event was from childhood. But I saw an old man in a monk suit. I was about 5'5" at the time, and the old man was about as tall as me, and it was very close. It was very close to me. He was only a couple feet away, and he was trying to mouth something to me. He had his hood up. It was like a monk robe. It was a monk robe. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Jeez, monk suit. He wore a monk's robe. He's trying to say something to me, but I only remember this for about a moment because I just remember hearing like the sound of blood pressure in my ears, and like a ringing, and then I blacked out. And you know, I don't really remember much after that. I just remember I was told that, you know, I came home. My parents told me I came home in the middle of the night, just absolutely just frantic and, you know, inconsolable and just freaking out. I woke up the next day, walked over there, got my bike, kind of asked what happened. But, yeah, I kind of blacked out after I saw it. But, you know, in retrospect, I think about what was that monk doing in my small podunk town in Oregon? You know, that's something I've always asked myself my whole life. So recently I kind of looked up some history from the town, and come to find out there was a Catholic, one of the very first churches there was a Catholic church, and it was only about, you know, a neighborhood block or two away. So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but I just thought that was interesting. I've since tried to call the church and see if there were any, you know, monks around that time. But yeah, that's just something I'll never forget. He seemed to have a green tint to him. So you know how you watch black and white television or those old computer monitors, how they weren't black and white, but they were black and green. They had that green tint. He was black and green. He looked just like I was watching a black and white television. However, he was black and green. And it almost looked as if he was shocked and surprised to see me, as if he were, you know, I think back to it, it's almost as if he were casting me out. Like he thought I was a ghost and he was, you know, casting me away in the name of Jesus and all that good stuff. Another instance I had, I was getting babysat. It was a few years later in life. I was getting babysat by one of my, you know, my parents' friends. And she's kind of a weird older lady. It was just this, it happened at this duplex. She seemed, you know, okay. She was just kind of distant, kind of a little weird, but okay. You know, nothing unusual. The house didn't seem creepy at all. Like, it was, I'm so shocked that this happened in this house because it wasn't spooky. It wasn't creepy. It was just an average house. Nothing, one level duplex, just real normal, real average. Basically, TV started turning on and off. I was a kid. I was like, okay, no big deal. There's probably some crossing frequencies. I'm 36, by the way, now. So this was in the 90s. I was like, okay, remote controls are crossing frequencies. You know, no big deal. I was like, I mentioned it to her. I'm like, yeah, your TV's acting weird. It's turning on and off. She's like, yeah, it does that sometimes. I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden, she's like, okay, we're going to go to bed now. And I was like, okay. It was pretty early. I was actually surprised we were going to bed so soon. But, you know, I was crashing on the couch in my blanket, and they had this little Pomeranian dog who was hanging out in the living room with me. And shortly after I went to bed on the couch, all of a sudden I heard footsteps run by the couch. So their living room kind of ran into their kitchen, and the footsteps went by the couch into the kitchen. And it was so obvious and so clear. I sounded like a child's footsteps running. And the dog went running and chasing after it, barking and chasing after footsteps. I was like, okay, that was a squirrel or a raccoon, you know, just trying to rationalize it. And at that point, my heart started racing a little bit, but I was trying to rationalize it. 30 seconds later, it happened again, coming from the kitchen in the living room, right by the couch, like within arm's reach, I could have touched the sound. I never saw anything that night, but for about a half an hour straight, I heard footsteps every 30 to 45 seconds run from the living room to the kitchen or the kitchen into the living room, and every time I tried to justify it, it would do it again and again and again and again. And I just sat there petrified, trying to pretend like I was sleeping. And the dog is what really did it for me, because it was verifying, you know, through the dog, I was verifying that I was experiencing this, because it was every time the dog would go chasing after it, barking. And this happened for about a half an hour, 40 minutes until the lady's roommate came home, which was my step uncle at the time, and I just went and hung out with him for the rest of the night in his bedroom. Nothing else happened. But yeah, those are my two primary experiences. Yeah, man, it's so crazy to me that the spirit world is a reality. It just really trips me out. Anyway, I'm a long time fan, Brewskis, and take care of yourselves and keep doing what you're doing. And it really is wonderful that you guys provide this outlet for people who have experienced things, and to give them a place to talk about it and not feel crazy. And just so all you people know, like this stuff is legitimate. My dad actually died of cancer recently, and we we spoke about him giving me, you know, letting me know if there's something after this a lot. We knew he was going to go, and we talked about it a lot, and he did. He did let me know after, but I'll tell that another time. Anyway, take care, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Nix. That's K-N-I-X leak-proof underwear isn't just for one moment. It's for all the everyday moments you didn't realize leak-proof underwear could make easier. Maybe it's day one of your period. Maybe it's a long travel day. Maybe it's hot outside, you're on the move, and you just want to feel fresh. Their leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra, and helps protect against periods, light leaks, sweat, and everyday surprises. And because they look and feel like real underwear, they're soft, invisible under clothes, and machine washable. No extra hassle, no complicated routine. Just dependable protection you can wash and rewear. See why millions have made the switch to leak-proof underwear. Visit Knix.com, that's K-N-I-X.com, and use code FLOW15 for 15% off. That's K-N-I-X.com, code FLOW15.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining. This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.